next guest is one of our dear friends. We love her, and her name is Sheridan Sam, and she works for Give Where You Live. And it's time to talk Feed Geelong for a Friday morning. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning. How are you both? Good morning, everyone.
Good. Yeah, we're good. Now, what's going on with Feed Geelong? What's the latest thing?
Yeah, so I guess everyone can imagine what's been going on in the last 9 months has made the food insecurity problem across our region so much worse. So before all this hit, we estimated about 2,000 meals had been distributed every single day across Geelong.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's just got so much more worse with the pandemic. So the food assistance network is really struggling at the moment. So Feed Geelong is here to raise money so that we can support these organisations that help people in need.
Excellent. As part of Feed Geelong, was it last year brown paper bag and the last couple of years? Is that part of Feed Geelong or is that a separate thing to give?
Yes, it is.
It is? Yeah.
No, Hayden, it's absolutely part of Feed Geelong. So Friday the 16th, if you're a business listening, or actually anyone can donate, but what we ask is for people to donate their lunch money. So donate your lunch money and help someone that won't be able to have lunch on that day.
Yeah, nice.
Really love that idea. It's so good. And when you think about it, it's not much. Mm. It's really not much to help. So, you know, obviously, as you said, Sheridan, food insecurity is a huge thing, and it's something you don't really think about if you don't go through it. What, is there another way we can help? Is it just with donations? Is that the best way? Or is there somewhere that people can drop off, you know, tin goods and stuff, or is it more sort of the donations?
Yeah, look, at the moment, it is more about money. The problem that we've got at the moment is with the pandemic, normally we would be asking people to drop food off. That's not really possible at the moment, and volunteering has become very, very difficult. So the best way that we can help the system is if you can spare a couple of dollars, you know, I know I'm not spending my $4.40 on coffee every morning. So if you can, you know, just even donate what you would normally spend on your coffee if you're working from home, that would be really appreciative.
Sheridan, would we be surprised, I know you spoke about this briefly at the start of this chat, but would we really be surprised to learn how many and what type of people are suffering from food insecurity in Geelong?
Yeah, absolutely you would be. So it's not the... it's not the image that you've got in your brain. You know, as I said, we've got about 2,000 meals going out a day. About half of those people that are accessing food are actually families with children. So, you know, that puts a very different slant on what people are thinking, obviously. Yeah. So, and at the moment, we've got people that are accessing services for the first times in their life. You know, before the pandemic hit, they were absolutely fine.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, you've lost your job and people are going without food to pay the bills.
Yeah, it's awful. How can we help? Like, whereabouts do we go to donate and we can actually help the people that do need it?
Yep, sure. So feedgeelong.org.au, or you can just Google Feed Geelong or Feed Give Where You Live and you will find all the links.
You're amazing. Sheridan Salmon, one of our favourite people in Geelong. Thanks for the time, and we'll catch up with you later in the month about Feed Geelong. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.